We're 91.7 KXT. My name's Jeannie Mascoro, and I'm really jazzed that we have Stuart Murdoch of Bell and Sebastian here on the line. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. Yeah, doing real good.
Well, hey, we're really jazzed that we snagged you for SummerCut this year, because the last time you were in Dallas, it was 06. So this will be your second time in Dallas.
It will be our second time in Dallas. Mind you, I did pass through Dallas Airport once, and I lost my passport there, so it's kind of memorable as well for the wrong reasons.
You left your passport here in Dallas?
I did one time, and then the rest of the group had to go on without me, and, you know, there was a little bit of hassle for my tour manager, but, you know, you got to lose your passport once in your life.
Looks like you guys have this really packed schedule through the end of the year, so you'd better hang on to that passport.
I know. I'm guarding it now.
Now, I know you've played ACL down in Austin a couple of times, and you played Free Press Summerfest in Houston earlier this summer. Luckily, this year, SummerCut is in an air-conditioned building this year. We don't have all that heat and humidity to, you know, kind of drag everyone down. So it's going to be really fun having you guys there.
If it's air-conditioned, then at least the energy should be good. There'll be no excuses. We'll be able to whip the fans into a frenzy.
Hey, you know, you had this really great quote in this other interview, speaking of, you know, whipping everyone into a frenzy, because, you know, you were talking about your brand new album, Girls in Peacetime Want to Dance, and you told someone, I believe it was with The Independent, that sometimes you just have to let your inner dance come out, which was really perfect.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, we've been dancing all our, you know, our way around Europe, and it was about time that some of that went into our recording process, but it was a very natural. It was a very sort of natural thing, you know. And by the time Bob had brought a track in and Stevie had brought a couple of tracks in, we were all kind of heading in the same direction. So suddenly it was a little bit more dancey.
Yeah, I love this. I mean, it's definitely your most dancey, your bounciest album to date. It's just a really fun album. Congratulations on a really great record.
Oh, thank you very much. And it made not too far away from you, at least.
You also did an interview with Rolling Stone last year, and you talked about how some of the inspiration for Girls in Peacetime came from the Eurovision Song Contest of yesteryear. So did that live up to your Eurovision expectations?
Well, I think whenever anybody asks you what your inspirations are, especially when going into an album project, you have to take it with a firm pinch of salt, a large pinch of salt, because you never really know how the album's going to turn out. And the inspirations often don't show up, you know, because a curious thing happens in your mind, and, you know, by the time the music filters through. But, you know, there maybe is there's a couple of tracks there, maybe the Sylvia Plath track or the Everlasting Muse, that could be imagined in that sort of, with that sort of Eurovision feel.
I was also reading somewhere that you keep a really long list of potential song titles laying around.
Yeah, you never know. It's almost like a little storage unit full of ideas, because a lot can get contained within a song title.
Now, was Enter Sylvia Plath on that list?
Well, that was a kind of funny one, because I didn't come up with the title first. I'd actually written, I was trying to write a poem or something, and I thought, well, this is rubbish. And I threw it all away, but the only good thing was that was those three words, Enter Sylvia Plath, and I kept that as a title. And then when the song that was, that I was going to write came up, I thought I would write it about Sylvia Plath.
In your diary entries, you recently talked about meeting a former Dallasite, Annie Clark, St. Vincent. Tell us about that meeting.
I think St. Vincent have been playing a lot of shows that we've been playing. I think out of all the groups, she's the person that we've seen most in the last couple of years. It's funny. It's a curious thing with fans. We are like ships passing through the night. You mentioned Franz Ferdinand. We just ran into them in Vienna Airport. You know, they've been doing the tour with Sparks, the great European band. So sometimes you just show up at random festivals and you find your co-headlining with the same band. So it was nice to sort of get to meet her and chat with her. I think it was Paris where I was chatting with her, and she's got a lot going on. You know, she's a very creative person. person. And then I finally saw her show in a weird kind of dockland setting in Auckland in New Zealand. So yeah, we bumped into her. And then in Taiwan, I ran into her in Taiwan at the backstage of our gig as well.
Well, how about, tell us about your directorial debut with God Help the Girl.
Oh, well, that was it. I took time out from the group and went off and wrote the screenplay. And I had a bunch of songs lying around, and I thought, I could join them up and make a sort of musical film, or at least my interpretation of a musical. And so I did it, and it actually took me about 5 years to put the whole thing together. And, we did actually make the Bell and Sebastian album during that time as well. So I loved all of the creative stuff. And then when it came down to actually making the film and editing it and then promoting it, I mean, that was actually the hardest part. Just everybody kind of wanted a piece of me for a while.
Well, thanks so much for talking with us, Stuart. You can see Bell and Sebastian this Saturday when they headline KXT's Summer Cut at Southside Ballroom. Get all the details and snag your tickets at KXT.org. We'll see you there.